This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that under India's chairmanship this year, BRICS will work together to strengthen multilateralism, promote sustainable development, enhance economic resilience, and build a more inclusive world order. Interacting with foreign ministers and heads of delegations of BRICS countries who called on Mr. Modi in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, BRICS has emerged as an important platform for advancing cooperation among emerging economies and giving voice to the aspirations of the Global South. The meetings took place on the sidelines of the BRICS foreign ministers' meeting, which is being held in New Delhi. Earlier in his opening remarks at the BRICS foreign ministers' meeting, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that peace and security remain central to the global order. The theme of the event is building for resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability. It draws inspiration from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's humanity first and people-centric vision for BRICS. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in United Arab Emirates' capital, Abu Dhabi, today on the first leg of his five-nation visit. He will later visit the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy. Our West Asia correspondent reports India and the UAE are preparing to further expand one of Asia's fastest-growing economic partnerships during high-level discussions between Prime Minister Modi and President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Talks are expected to focus on trade, investment, energy security and emerging technologies. India-UAE trade crossed the $100 billion mark in the financial year 2024-25, achieving the target set under the 2022 Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement or CEPA 5 years ahead of schedule. Meanwhile, United Arab Emirates is preparing to welcome Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. Reem bin Ibrahim Al Hashimi, the UAE's Minister of State for International Cooperation, said the government is looking forward to the occasion with great excitement. She said that Mr. Modi is a key figure of friendship, of long-standing partnership and a true treasure to the leadership and to the people of UAE. A high-level meeting was held yesterday at the residence of the Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan to review preparations for the upcoming National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET examination. During the meeting, detailed discussions were held on various aspects of conducting the NEET examination smoothly and efficiently. The meeting was attended by senior officials including the Secretary of Higher Education, Secretary of School Education, Director General of the National Testing Agency NTA, Chairperson of CBSE and Commissioners of Kendriya Vidyalaya Sangathan and Navodaya Vidyalaya Samiti, along with other senior officials. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, yesterday conducted searches at 7 premises across Mumbai, Gurugram and Bengaluru in connection with the case registered against Reliance Communications Limited, one of the ADA group companies. According to a statement, searches were conducted at the residential premises of the then CEO, CFO and directors of the company who served during the period 2015-17. The agency said that it had registered 7 cases against the Anil Ambani-led Reliance Group during the last few months on the complaints lodged by various public sector banks and LIC in connection with the alleged fraud involving thousands of crores of rupees. According to the CBI, the total quantum of alleged loss in these cases is 27,337 crore rupees. In Uttar Pradesh, more than 111 people have died and 200 injured in the last 24 hours due to rain, storms and lightning. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath directed the district magistrate and relevant officials to immediately conduct a survey on the spot. He also asked them to update the status of compensation every 3 hours. The government has imposed a limit of 100 kg on gold imports under the Advance Authorization Scheme, which allows jewellery exporters to import raw or import input materials at zero duty. In a public notice, the Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, said advance authorization for import of gold shall be issued subject to a maximum remissible quantity of 100 kilograms. And that is the end of this news bulletin.